You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Steve Brandes, president of the Wisconsin Herd. Big five-game stretch at home in Oshkosh, trying to make their way to the playoffs, which would be a great, great thing. Well, this is our favorite hour of the week because we've got Dennis from the Glam Band in the house. Hello, Dennis.
How's it going, eh?
Good, buddy. What kind of a hat is that? That's a big old white...
I'm representing Ed the Diver once again.
Oh, look at that.
Love him.
Swag, a little swag. Yeah. Well, we are talking, before we talk music, with our special music series people and the Heights Pub and Parlor music series, and about how that'd be a great place to go to watch college basketball this weekend.
And we've been talking a lot of sports, right?
We've
talked women's basketball, the Herd, but another big event that's going on that's what we're going to talk about now for the next 20 minutes or so is the Green Bay Film Festival.
Absolutely. It's a great
and
thing.
We got a guy in here in studio, which I'm really excited to talk to.
Nathan Deming.
Nathan Deming. He's a Wisconsin filmmaker. And you're right on the cusp of being big time.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Let me just tell you series. You were on the cusp. This one's putting you over the top. This appearance.
I thought you were going to say it's going to take me down.
We expect an email later saying
let the chips land where they may.
When you're big time and they say, you know, what was your turning point?
Yeah.
Grab a picture right now. So
Sarkazy, some big producer was going through town at the time and he heard me.
So I don't know where you want to start here. I mean, you're involved in the film festival. You've got a couple. Why don't you tell us what you're doing here in Green Bay and tell us about this series you're rolling out over the next 10 years.
So I'm super excited to be part of the Green Bay Film Festival tomorrow. I had a feature in it like 5 years ago, but I wasn't able to make it. So this is the first time I'll be able to go at the Tarleton. I think it's at 4 p.m. they start. They're doing a block of all Wisconsin filmmakers tomorrow, which is really cool. My film's called February, and it's a part of a series I'm doing based on the months of the year, all set in Wisconsin. So 12 movies over like 15 years.
Okay.
And I'm going in order.
I just, for our listeners, he walked in today. I said, are they all going to be done by the end of the year? He goes, no, they're not. This is at least a 10, 15.
Yeah.
And the premise of all of them have, tell us about the.
Yeah, they're all about Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. I love growing up here. I'm from Toma originally. Do you guys know Toma?
We do. Oh, yeah, I love Toma. Yeah. They have good fireworks in Toma.
Yeah, they do.
They really do for a small community. Yes, anyway.
I'm glad.
Toma thing? All right. I did one of the guys that's in one of my books, my World War II books, okay? He was a bomber pilot, all right? Moved to Green Bay, married a Native American woman, okay? They lived in the oldest, longest running inhabited house in the state of Wisconsin. It's over by Duck Creek VFW back there.
Really?
By the quarry. It's the oldest house in the state of Wisconsin. It's where-
Inhabited. Because the oldest house is-
Something like, okay? But anyway, there used to be teepees in the yard and the whole thing. And the guy- And he had a little museum in his garage. Put this, and I'm like, "Who's the statue of the Native American chief?" He goes, "That's my wife's great 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 grandpa, Chief Toma."
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow!
Is that cool?
That's interesting.
There you go.
Yeah,
work it into the movie.
Yeah, I'll find a way.
I will do that. I'll help you out.
You grew up in Toma.
Yeah,
and Toma. Now you're big time. Okay, that tell me about that transition.
Well, I'm based in LA now. I guess the big thing that changed for me is I went to a film school in London called the London Film School.
Wow.
And
you're taking this serious.
Yeah, I really like European movies. So anyways, I studied there. That kind of gave me my footing, and then coming back here.
Benny Hill would be as far as we would go. I'm just kidding. No.
Peter Sellers.
Yeah. No, go ahead. That's amazing. From Toma to,
I don't
want to
bore people when I say European movies, but
I want to hear this. Toma, Wisconsin, which is a small community, 3,000-4,000 people?
Yeah. And 9,000.
Oh, it's 9. Okay. So
yeah.
Okay. That's a long time ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
To London. Did teacher inspire you? I mean, really, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I just grew up loving Monty Python. Like, you know,
that would do it.
So I wasn't like, that.
Would do it.
I wasn't that.
I've got a feeling Dennis was one of those guys.
I did to a certain extent. Just I needed a translator though.
But you
have
do.
You been to London?
No. I just need a translator to watch the movies. Oh. For alone.
You do smell a little bit like elderberries. Gotta be honest with you.
Thanks for noticing.
Only a flesh wound.
Bring out your dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I was always kind of an Anglophile, and like Harry Potter was big when I was a kid, so it was an easy transition over there. I got easier than I thought, but amazing city, you know.
So you went to the London Film School.
Yeah, there's a filmmaker there named Mike Lee, who I absolutely love. He's one of Britain's greatest directors, and he was the head of the school. And wow. I had loved his movies, and wow. Then like kind of got to study under him, sort of at the school, and. That's probably the style I'm most similar to. And he's very good at, like, documenting regular life. So that's what he's famous for in England. I guess I'm kind of trying to be the Mike right. Lee of Wisconsin, sort of. And, like, I love telling realistic stories. I'm kind of sick of this image of Wisconsin and the media where we're kind of – movies where we're kind of like yeah. Fargo or something. Like,
yeah.
I've lived in California now 10 years. You know, they joke, like, Wisconsin, where? You know, right. Like they'll point at a map and say at Kentucky or something and be like, oh, that's Wisconsin, right? You know?
And when they did, we did a survey, this is a while ago, I think 15 years ago, about if there was a movie star, actress, to represent your city, who would it be? And for us, Chris Farley. You know, and it's kind of like, a little whiter, a little bigger, but I think there's so much more. And you bring that out in your movies. I want to tell us about this January, February, and the connection with making us more than just what people might think.
Yeah, so they're each one of them will be a story of an individual, like family or person. So January is about a 75-year-old church volunteer who's very cranky about a shotgun wedding.
So Jim in about 5 years.
That's very. So far, everywhere I've showed it, people are like, "I know that lady," you know.
Right.
But then February, I've got 12 opportunities to capture the state. And for February, I thought it'd be really fun to look at Latinos, who are the fastest growing demographic in Wisconsin, largest minority group. And just thought it was really fun, especially in winter, to look at the state through a pair of fresh eyes. Somebody who's just moved here, an immigrant, who winter especially would be like completely foreign. Like everything about Wisconsin culture would be kind of like confusing and new. And so this one's about a Mexican immigrant struggling to fit in until he finds ice fishing, and then that kind of changes everything for him.
Well, that's cool.
And you know what? That's we've had. I remember the young lady. I forget what organization, but she was Hmong, and you know they came over from Cambodia, and whatever. And then they came. I think it was Wasa where they first run. And they were just like, how do people live in this cold?
Well, David, the lead, he's from Riverside, California. He's now, he came out for filming in February, and then he just returned. We just took the film around the whole state of Wisconsin in the month of February last month. So David came out for that tour screening, too. He's now only seen Wisconsin in February. So everybody was like, it gets
first
better.
First impressions, right?
It gets way better. Yeah.
And that's what we're going to see tomorrow. You're featuring that film tomorrow.
Yeah, February is the one playing tomorrow. Yeah.
Great.
Now, is this a documentary, or did you create the whole storyline?
This is called a narrative. So it's, just kind of a normal film where it's all made up. It's all fictional.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like I said, I am interested in kind of trying to capture reality through my stories. You know, there's no wizards, there's no dragons or anything.
But it's something you know.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest ice fisherman in the world, but I got into it.
And you know the culture.
I know the culture. Yeah, there's a character in it. So eventually he gets taken ice fishing in the movie by the most Wisconsin man ever who, you know, I knew that culture very well. And actually I ended up finding this guy wasn't an actor. I found him on Craigslist. And perfect guy. He never acted before. And
That's how Dennis put together his band.
Yeah, right.
It's a good video. It's a great place.
And I asked you earlier, so this is you wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you the director? Are you the producer? What's the difference? I mean, this is your movie.
Yeah. So I'm the director. And so the difference between a director and producer, that's an age-old question. A director would kind of typically be more creatively involved and be the person making all the kind of story decisions. Everything really filters through the director, but the producer is just as important and kind of is the person making it all happen, if that makes sense.
So, get out of your trailer.
I'm just going to read Nathan Deming, Wisconsin filmmaker, Green Bay Film Festival this weekend.
And you're featuring a film that you wrote. You've taken it all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask how the review's been?
Well, it was so fun. Yeah, so I was inspired by another Wisconsin movie you guys might have heard of called Hundreds of Beavers. Have you heard about this movie?
I have.
I have.
It's yeah. like a glam band show.
Oh,
hey-o.
Yeah.
Really?
No, no, it's not. No, no bro, that'd be 100 cougars.
That was way cougars. Slap myself.
Well, they kind of pioneered. I think they're at the forefront of this kind of new thing. Because as a filmmaker right now, if you guys have been paying attention to Hollywood, Hollywood's in a crazy place right now. It's kind of, there's so much more noise than ever, especially as a young filmmaker. It's like harder to get your stuff seen. So what the Hundreds of Beavers guys did, and this is a movie made in northern Wisconsin about a fur trapper being chased by beavers.
really?
And
I'm not a big movie guy, but I'm
people
sorry.
Are really into it.
They yeah. are, okay.
And so, but they built their following by touring it around, and like it's been 2 years now they've done it. So I got inspired by that because, one, I wanted to introduce people to my year project where I make 12 movies, and I want it to be something unique and special so that every other year you guys are ready for it and
right.
be like, oh, he's on looking, April, and it's at the Tarleton
right, anticipating
again.
It, yeah.
And it's at the movie theater. And it was just a great way to meet people and share the film. And to answer your question, I was surprised that even in some smaller communities, because this film is about immigrants, I was a little worried at some pushback, but... in general, everybody treated David like a movie star, and like it was really cool. And a lot of people said, "Oh, I've never thought about it from the immigrant perspective wow. before." Which
so let's talk about the distribution because that's tough, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some big guys that tell you if you're coming in or not. So how does someone like you did when you went to these small communities? Did you rent it from Marcus, or how did you get it on the big screen?
Oh yeah, no rentals. That was the great thing. And this what surprised me is that basically. Started chatting to the theater owners and realized that there's kind of this new media landscape where if they like your film, they'll just play it.
Really?
So I kind of was my own distributor. I was talking to theaters all around the state, set up a deal with them, and showed the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to jump the gun here because this is the next question he's going to ask you, and he's holding back on it, so just get it out of the way.
Sure.
How do you make money?
How do I make money? Yeah,
I was getting to it, but I thought I would be a little more. Yes.
Well, donors can go to NathanDeming.com. No, I'm kidding. Yeah,
GoFundMe.
I live and work in LA. I'm making movies there too. This project specifically, I'm trying to do something special, and I want it to be its own thing. So at the moment, I'm investing in it basically. So I'm funding it. I'm making it happen. But. Yeah, I want it to be something people look forward to and untainted by commercial. There's so many like commercial reasons to make a movie now or not, and I just want this to be about Wisconsin.
Yeah, I hope that works for you because you're taking an approach and money isn't your focus.
Yeah.
And that's going to be interesting. And if people...
He's not turning it down.
I'm not turning it down.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is supposed to dovetail.
I got it.
This will hopefully dovetail with a commercial career.
All right.
Nathan Deming, Wisconsin filmmaker, Green Bay Film Festival this weekend. Stay with us. Back after this.
That's good.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mind on the Mayor here with Nathan Deming, Dennis from the Glam Band, Ashley from the Heights coming in. This is, like I said, our favorite hour of the entire week. But first, we're going to talk to one of our favorite people, Robert Kennedy, the maestro of public address announcing at high school basketball events. Robert, you were mid-court yesterday for one of the great games in the state of Wisconsin in high school basketball this past year. And I say that with a lot of respect for amazing games this past week. Tell us about the atmosphere at Bayport High School last night. Kimberly taking on one of the top teams with one of the top players in the entire state of Wisconsin and pulling off a last-second win. Tell me about that.
Well, pretty amazing. Like you say, the atmosphere, you could tell it was going to be electric right away because there were a lot of fans already standing outside of the entranceway into the gym long before the doors opened. So folks knew that this was going to be a hot ticket and they wanted to get there. So you could start feeling a little bit of the buzz at that point. And then, of course, once they opened the doors, it just it filled up. And you don't see crowds like that very often during the regular season. So there was the prospect of a big sectional semifinal game already going to kind of generate a little bit of buzz. And then a couple of arch rivals that played each other a couple of times already this season, and Kimberly had been beaten back pretty well by Kaukauna those two times that they'd met earlier this season. So there was a bit of a can you do it for a third time part of this. And of course, Kimberly also has had a head coaching change during the season. So truly kind of a Cinderella story, I guess, to use that cliche for them. They were, I think, a 13 seed when they did the selections, the pairings and all that kind of stuff. So for them to make it even to the sectional semifinal was pretty amazing stuff. But then you had a game that, and John, I know you've seen tons of high school basketball games, and I have too, and there may have been a better game that has happened that I might have caught on TV at some point, but I don't think there's ever been anything that I've been in the gym for to see a game that was that exciting.
And Robert, you used to go to Pistons games and Red Wing games when you lived in Detroit, and we all did that. But there is something different about a high school crowd in a close, amazing game, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. It's just a great atmosphere, and it's very ironic because I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, a kid growing up in Detroit, I seldom went to my high school football, basketball. I mean, I was just almost a snob in that regard. It was like I would go to a lot of Tiger games or Red Wings games, Lions games, and I just didn't have the time to waste on a high school game. And now I'm kind of done the 180, and I still like going to those professional games, but I love going to high school sports as well.
Well, and also when you were living in inner city Detroit back in the 60s, you didn't want to get like jumped and stabbed and have a brick come to your, let's be honest.
you know, what's funny is that they never even played night games for football or basketball. They were like pretty much a half hour after school ended.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You went to the gym or you went to the football field, and that's when those games were played. So,
and there were some, they would play games, tournament games, with no fans. It'd be the coaches and the players, and that's it. No other fans because they were so worried about
rights. When you had schools that had a little bit of a rough edge to them, and they were meeting up and that sort of thing, they wanted to minimize the chances for any kind of trouble.
Well, Robert Kennedy, you've done a great job as a news director, of course. You've interviewed Jim about a million times. And just want to say, they couldn't have asked for a better person to be a spokesperson for high school sports with what you do.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say. It's an honor to be part of the crew there that does the games at the scorer's table. And it's a great bunch of folks. And so it was a terrific ending. I don't think I'll be doing any more games this season, but It's a good ending to this year, and already looking forward to next season.
Yeah, just before we say goodbye, I just want to thank you for, you're a good example to people who retire, and some people leave. And you know, you're giving it back through what you're doing now, and I just think you're a good example.
I think he does it for the money.
I don't. Because you keep complaining about what you get paid.
I've got to pad that retirement account.
I'm sure you do. Anyway, thanks for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. You've had an amazing career, and it continues, and you're doing it for high school kids these days. You're a gem. You're a great guy in the community, my friend.
Appreciate the kind words. Thanks, you guys.
Right. Thank you. Take care, my brother. All right. Very cool. Nathan Deming, Wisconsin filmmaker, Green Bay Film Festival this weekend. You know, Jim brought up a great point, though. Are you in any scenes? Do you, you know, like even Alfred Hitchcock used to make an appearance.
Right.
Yeah. I get on a bus. I'm thinking of Hitchcock ones.
From North by Northwest. Yeah. Remember I was just telling you I only saw that. Yes, he gets on a bus.
I am not in my films and I do not want to be. So,
what?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Maybe the Stanley effect?
Yeah.
Come on.
I gotta throw this out there, and Jim knows about this, Todd knows about this. I actually brought in proof. I brought in a certificate. I was Actor of the Year at Mesabi State Community College.
Okay.
So if you're looking for local talent.
All right, all right.
Did you say Wasabi? Yeah. I was kidding.
Wasabi.
I was kidding. 50 years ago, too. What are you looking forward to this weekend, I mean, besides your own film? But, I mean, this is a pretty cool thing for the city of Green Bay to host this.
Yeah, no, the Green Bay Film Festival is an awesome event every year. I'm really excited to connect with Wisconsin filmmakers. I'm trying to... I live in LA right now, but I'm trying to get more work done here, and I'm trying to create Wallywood, Wisconsin Hollywood.
Why Wally? Is that your
Wisconsin Hollywood? We can come up with a better name.
Work on
it. Bollywood. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like a Wally World.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's Bollywood. Right. Yeah. Okay, right. So, anyways. So there's, if you have noticed, there's not a lot of films that get made here. We got really lucky this year that we had Green and Gold, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with. But that was made despite the fact that Wisconsin's not a very film-friendly state right now. And it's potentially a super exciting time for us because Governor Tony Evers just added state film incentives back to his budget and a film office. We're one of four states without a film office, one of 13 without incentives. And if that goes through, that'll be a huge game changer for people like me. And they're still trying to get people out there to contact their legislators about this, let them know that this is
really
exciting.
In Green and Gold, before the movie started, they have the producers and the directors they talk. Mm-hmm. They were off, in the last minute, they were offered like a bunch of money by another state.
Oh, yeah, that's very competitive.
And they're like, you know what? No. We want to do this in Wisconsin.
People don't know that's how it works now, is these incentives. Everybody's competing. So, I pitch stuff all the time, and they'll say, why Wisconsin? Why not Kentucky? I'm like, it's completely different. I don't want to go, somewhere else. And
so you guys studied developers, Amazon.
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
they come with a... No, I think that's great, and we need to do that because we have a lot of talent here, and it can also put your community on the map. I mean, it really can. This is the bench where they kissed or something, and then it becomes a tourist attraction.
Yeah, it's exactly.
So I'm glad you're here. Any way we can help you, we can. And he's giving you his certificate. I got my certificate for acting, too.
Yeah. Quick thing. If you were ever in your movie, would you stick around long enough to watch your role?
I'd probably walk out.
There's a difference between you and him. Yeah. Nathan Demme, Wisconsin filmmaker, Green Bay Film Festival this weekend. Best luck, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah.
Back
anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. It is time for our Heights Pub and Parlor music series. But before we hear from Ashley, we want to hear from McKenna May and Jake Allen, Grand Union. And before we talk to them, before they perform, we've got a little quick performance.
First things first.
Important things first. McKenna, Jake, take it away.
All right. This one goes to Dennis Peters. Little.
Who's that?
Happy birthday.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Lamb band.
All right.
I don't know that guy.
Ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Ouchie.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, shucks.
Happy birthday, dear Dennis.
Hey, that's me.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, gosh. Good job, McKenna. Hey. Wow.
Happy birthday, Dennis. Yeah.
You got to catch me for the spankings, though.
Yeah.
That was after the show.
Oh, shucks.
That was beautiful. Ashley, what's going on at the Heights?
Oh, my gosh. It's a busy weekend around town. We've got Girls State Basketball at the Rush today and tomorrow. Come watch the action with us. We have a busy Meyer weekend. Tonight, Gary Lewis at the Playboys. Tomorrow night, Ladies of Country Tribute. And then the backstage at the Meyer tomorrow night, David Howley. So make Heights your pre-show destination this weekend.
And over Carlton is the film festival. There'll be people gathering for that so you can catch a meal. Because people don't sit there the whole night. They kind of break away.
They break away, grab something, and go back.
Head back, yes. And then St. Patrick's Day, celebrate at Heights and enjoy one of our signature cocktails along with a Reuben Panini, a Rachel Panini, or some Reuben Rolls. And March Madness starts... College basketball starts next week. Come catch all the action at Heights with a plate of boneless wings and fries for $8 and domestic bottles of beer for $3 during every game.
She does not have.
I have to shout out to Mike and Craig for stopping into Heights last night for dinner. They always listen to Mino and the Mayor, so they're like, can you give us a shout out?
Nice. All right. Thank you guys.
We can't do that. I just wanted to say, and she doesn't have headsets on, but last night our friend Tyler SJ performed down there. Ask her about that.
Oh, yeah. It was, sorry, I can't hear anything, but
how was Tyler SJ?
It was amazing. Somebody commented and said that he should be in Nashville. What is he doing at Heights?
Wow, that's
but
cool.
But we were packed. I had people upstairs, so I ended up coming back and staying for a little bit. Opened up the upstairs. I had some tables up there, and it was a full bar and tables downstairs. So
cool.
It was great.
Pretty cool for Tyler, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You like playing to energy.
He has such great music.
So.
He's great. He's really great. Good.
All right, stick around, Ashley.
Yep.
Dennis introduced our very special guests.
Well, I don't think they need an introduction. They're so awesome on their own.
Happy birthday, couple.
So what the heck brought you guys in today besides your vehicle?
Well, we're here on Mino and the Mayor to talk about, I don't know, Grand Union. And
tell us all about Grand Union.
Sure. So Jake and I are two of the lead vocalists in Grand Union. The band has been around since 2007.
Wow.
Fun fact, it was started on a dare.
Really?
So, yeah, that's kind of funny. Still ripping, but there's four other guys in the band with us, and I've only been in the band 3 years. Jake's been around longer, but...
I think six now.
Yeah.
6 years.
Yeah, so,
it's been, wow.
Yeah.
Were you even in high school in 2007?
No.
Fourth grade, maybe.
Talk about the dare. What was it? What?
So Steve Pollack was the original founding member of Grand Union, and he is a rock and roll guy at heart.
Right.
This guy loves, I mean, we're talking Kiss, that kind of stuff.
Kiss!
And somebody said, I dare you to do a country band. And Steve goes, watch me. And next thing you know, it's kind of took off from there. And there's been a few iterations of Grand Union throughout the years.
Sure.
And this is just the latest one. And
can I just say, out of this entire, all the people here, who's the biggest Kiss fan?
Ooh.
Of all the people in this room and in that room.
Do you know the answer?
Yes. Him.
Yeah?
No.
You are. You are so
your face,
excited.
Your face, my word.
Yeah, I wish that was
you were so excited.
I was on stage with Kiss because, who's the guy?
Gene
Simmons.
Yeah.
Gives out, he big on veterans.
Yeah.
And does a big,
love
some
that.
Of his money goes to that. And anyway, I was mayor at that time, gave him a key to the city, was in the dressing room. And you'd think, you know, I've been in a lot of dressing rooms for stars.
And you're removed from some of that.
What but a lot of alcohol and, you know, Coke and stuff. And this was all baked salmon. And, you know, they're very, very healthy Kiss.
Yeah.
And that's why they've been so sustainable. I do like them, and I got some great pictures. So I don't find my favorite there.
It is one of your claims to fame, though. The people you've met.
I do lean towards barbershop, but anyway, I'm going to hear about you.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I've been in the group like 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the backstory on your name. You know that it was a dare. Did he?
Yeah.
Is he now coming around asking for a commission?
He just retired. Know, well, we say he quit. He retired, but yeah, he.
That's
not
awesome.
Yet, but maybe.
He put a good almost 18 years in.
Mm-hmm. So do you write your own country, or tell me about your music.
The current lineup of the band is myself, McKenna. Jason McNabb is the latest addition we just got.
Wow, that's a great pickup,
I'm so excited to have him in the group. He's a phenomenal vocalist, great guitar player. He's written a lot of his own stuff. We have Phil Smith, who's our fiddle player, guitar player, virtuoso. He's incredible. Josh Freimiller. As a drummer, again, amazing.
Hey, if you're impressing Dennis with these names, I've never seen him so impressed with
these people.
Dennis.
Are some of the best around.
Yeah. All-star ensemble.
Unbelievable. I mean,
Dennis.
And then Tim Beekler, bass player, left-handed bass player, plays like nobody else. And it's just been such a great group.
Yeah. We play quite a bit of country music.
Right.
I would say we're rooted
in
country.
That's always kind of been your staple over the years.
Yeah. But Jake has an incredible range, and so we'd be silly to not take advantage of it. So we mix in some rock and roll. We play some Take On Me. And,
So, Take On Me.
Yeah. So we're not just
like
strictly
something like that. Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Hey, we just got a text in from Shannon from the shelter. These guys are playing at New Community Shelter coming up for their Honky Tonk Hoedown on April 18th.
You guys are playing that. All right.
He's only the general manager of the shelter. He probably should have known that.
I know Y100 has leaned into this quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I know we're selling tickets. They're $50. It's at Epic. We're very excited about it. It's the Saturday before the draft kicks off, so there's going to be energy in the city. Are you the feature band?
We are.
You know what? I did read that. I just knew that I wasn't on that committee because I don't know. I'm just not on that committee. That's going to be great. Well, this is really, I'm excited even more now.
Is this going to be at the shelter?
No, no, this is at the Epic.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, that's right. Because yeah. I was just if you guys be at the shelter, it'll be the best food. Yeah. I know they're homeless people, but you know what? Homeless people need to eat really good food. They have a legitimate chef that makes their food.
They do.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so you guys got to stop in for a little bit of a meal.
Yeah, maybe we will.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
My background?
Yes.
Well, this is the first band that I've ever been in.
You wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it. I know.
No, right?
You wouldn't
yeah,
know.
I mean, I've been singing my whole life. I've done a lot of really cool, random things, you know, like National Anthem at Fenway Park. I've been in the Macy's cool. Thanksgiving Day Parade. Very random things.
Where are you from?
Wow. Here.
And born you sang at Fenway?
I did, yes. But yeah, the opportunity came to audition for the band. I was a little intimidated because it wasn't like I've never been in a band, but I went for it and I got it. And it's just been the joy of my life.
Jim's daughters, Jim's got two daughters who are amazingly, amazingly successful professional people.
Okay.
At least one would trade it all away about being a big time doctor in New York City to be a performer.
Yeah.
That's driving true. Around in a bus. There's something about
she
that, huh, Jim?
Loves that life mm-hmm. that you and the creativity that you have and
yeah.
the late hours. That's just more energy for her. But she's
it's magical,
yeah.
isn't it?
But it is. Yeah,
it's a calling.
Well, we got to hear you guys. Let's play some. Okay. Let's go.
Sure, yeah. We got some country songs this morning.
Yes, we do.
So,
Kenna May and Jake Allen in studio this morning.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old farm ruts, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset, being brave as 18 gets. We gave each other more than our hearts, with the help of a mason jar, drinking watermelon moonshine. We cut the bird with a little line, parking back in them couture vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on a sweet bus. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I don't remember where we got it from, I just remember feeling all grown up, taking pulls like it ain't no thing. Never told him it was my first strike, but I told him that he was the one. You're so sure when you're that young, you think you got it all figured out. And now I laugh when I think about drinking watermelon moonshine. We cut the bird with a little line, parking back in them couture vines. I was his and every bit of that boy was mine. Too young to know what love was, but we were learning on the sweepers. There's never nothing like the first time, and mine's always gonna taste like watermelon moonshine. I thought this how will last forever, and that ain't what it does. Maybe we were drunk in love, or maybe we were just
that's one of my all-time favorite country songs. It gives me goosebumps. You sound so much like her. I'm trying to think who it is.
Lainey Wilson.
You sound so much like her. It's incredible.
Oh, well, thank you.
Wow. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. You had the lighter going? Is that what
I
was going on?
I did.
You got to give us your appreciate back. Where'd you go to high school?
Kakana.
Oh, my God. Did they have a good music department?
Yeah, it was decent, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Kimberly.
It was decent.
Yeah, and then
she's a
hey, Kimberly, did you go to Kimberly?
Yeah. So
oh, my God. That's the game we were talking about with Robert Kennedy here earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly and Kakana last night.
Great game.
Oh,
that was
man.
Incredible.
We're Kakana, Kimberly, we're rivals. Mm. We still, we're the real
That sounded, yeah, so, okay. Dennis.
Amazing.
You're the expert.
Give me a break. How do you do that? How do you sound so pure on a Friday morning? Honest to Pete.
Pure is the right word. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I sang my whole way here, but I was a little worried about those high notes there. I'm sure you can understand.
Nope. Yeah. I mean, they came out just effortless.
And you do that piece with another four people on stage?
This one we actually don't do. So aside from Grand Union, Jake and I do an acoustic duo.
Oh, I see.
And Jake's voice is a little tired this morning. So
what happened?
I woke up and had nothing.
Ashley,
nothing.
From the Heights, how great would they be upstairs at your venue?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we would love it. Yeah. So yeah, we do a little acoustic show, and we do this one for our acoustic one, but we don't do it with the whole band. So
tremendous. You're gonna have one more coming from you guys.
Yeah.
Ashley, what else is going on at the Heights this week? Pub and Parlor.
Well, we just want you to make Heights your dinner or lunch destination this weekend with everything that's going on. So,
and
we got some great drinks for St. Patty's Day and some great
food
choices.
You know, it's my birthday, right?
You have to come in. Are you coming in today? Tomorrow?
I want to come in and watch some of the games. I don't know what the schedule is with some of the games, so there's certain games I really want to come over and watch.
I work tomorrow night.
Okay. Although you
owe
me a drink.
And most of the day today.
You owe me a drink.
Yeah. What? Why?
Wow.
Because last time I was there for lunch on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you remember you gave me that drink in the plastic cup?
Yeah.
I dropped it. It had a hole in it, and the whole thing leaked out as I was walking around.
I'm sorry.
A whole glass of vodka.
Oh, okay. I guess I owe you a drink for dropping it.
Yeah, I know. Your floors were so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jeepers. All
right. Where are you playing? Grand Funk. Grand Funk.
Grand Funk.
I'm a little old.
We get funky.
Yes.
Right?
We do get funky.
We're an American band.
I know you're great playing song at the Epic on the 18th, but where else? Tell us.
Well, we're at,
at the draft, right?
The draft.
It's on the 24th. We'll be playing there.
Yep. Very excited.
Where at the draft?
We're at Stadium View. We made the lineup at Stadium View. Oh, so we're throwing
so
an epic party.
Band.
And I was just going to say that.
We'll be hanging out.
Band,
Avenue 55 is playing also. So it's going to be a little reunion.
Yeah, it is.
Ashley, we're talking about your event. Was it last night?
Yeah.
People don't understand, like, especially at upstairs, I talk about it all the time. What a great venue you guys have for musicians just like this.
Yep. Yeah, it's
a little
perfect.
Bit more of an intimate setting type thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You guys would love it there.
We're down.
Just don't drop a drink because you'll have to still pay for it.
Wow.
Just saying.
Shut through the heart.
We got to send a real quick break. We'll be back with more McKenna May and Jake Allen, Grand Union Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. They're awesome. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mido the Mayor here on the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis from the Glam Band, who, you know, he was vocalist of the year at the Whammies, right? Dennis was.
I did know that.
And his Past group tense. Is now up for about 14 different awards for this coming year.
Sounds right.
And how about you guys? You play that type of thing with the awards?
Yeah. We actually got to play at the Whammies. I think it was 2 years ago. We played there, but we have a list of nominations as well, I think. I don't know.
You guys do?
Jake is nominated. I'm nominated.
Tell us.
I voted for you too, by the way.
You did, Dennis.
Just, I'm not saying because we're on the radio. I'm saying it because it's actually true and deserved. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, Jake is nominated for male vocalist. I'm nominated for female vocalist. Yeah. And then there's a few, our bass player, our fiddle player, our drummer. I think we're all nominated, and then the band has two nominations overall as well.
So. That's fantastic.
Where are the awards this year?
Where are they?
No, when?
When?
Towards the end of May, is that right?
Yeah,
is that like Madison or someplace?
It's not in Green Bay this year. I know that. But,
right.
I think it's by Milwaukee again this time around.
Jim and I did one of the presentations last year.
We weren't one.
Did we do more than one?
We had like three or four. Like,
but at once.
Oh, at once.
And you guys could have stayed up all night, it seemed like, too.
Right.
But you know what's really fun? We were down in the green room, and all these great entertainers from the state of Wisconsin would just drop in and talk and interview. It was
nice
fun.
People.
We just kind of sat
nice
back
people.
And eavesdropped a little bit.
We did.
You guys talked about the biz and the whole thing. Instead of like competitors, it was a really cool
very supportive.
Something, you know?
It's a special night.
Yeah, you know? It is. Not even just that night, though, but I feel like everybody is very supportive of each other. Band-wise, too, like Glam Band, Grand Union, you
we
know.
We show together, too, by the way.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we're due for a rock versus country show or something good.
You know what's pretty cool, though, Dennis? I mean, you've got your acoustic thing, which is totally different from your character in the glam band. That's got to be fun for you guys to kind of step out a little bit into a little different thing, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a different lane to drive in, or if you want to call it that. Different way of being, if you will. And it's fun to grasp that and be in the moment, you bet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about our community here. I know you're Nina Appleton Oshkosh. Enough venues for you to get exposed? Because back in the day, it was like, oh, you have to be big time, or there was nothing to get you in.
I would say I'm super thrilled with this area and the support we get to be able to play music live. I mean, to be able to play this many shows in this size of area as consistently as we do, I think it's incredible.
That's so great to hear.
It's a shout out to the bars and the people who put us on and hire us, because
we're blessed.
Got to text her. I'm not a huge country fan, but her voice is so beautiful. Great song, Dawn.
Oh, thank
Don. That's very cool. Okay, do we have time for one more, Todd? Okay, can you guys do us a favor? Yeah. This is such a huge weekend heading into St. Patrick's Day, which of course is my birthday. Everybody knows that. We're doing a big fundraiser for that. And if you want to drop off gifts, whatever. I'm not asking for them, but whatever you want to do.
Just free drinks.
Yeah, all there those things.
Go. I'm leaving town.
He's going to cruise. Can you do us a favor? Can you take, we've had a great week this week. Wonderful guests and people. And Ashley from the Heights, thank you for making this happen.
Yeah, you
And
bet.
We'll be down there at Heights Pub and Parlor this weekend watching basketball. But if you could take us out, end of this great week into a phenomenal weekend and through Monday. Could you do that for us?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And absolutely. Thank you so much for being here with Dennis, for his great work he does for local musicians and giving them another forum to come to.
You guys started it.
But we are honored to have you. No, you started it. We are honored to have you guys here. Well, Todd started it, but we all played a little part, but you guys are a main attraction for us every week. So give
thank
it
you
to
guys.
Us.
We
thank
also
so
want
much.
To thank Ashley, too, with the good hair.
What's that?
We want to thank Ashley with the good hair, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Heights Pub and Parlor for sponsoring this awesome time we have here. Thanks.
Give us a glam bet. What you got going on?
We are at Maloney's tomorrow night in Kaukauna.
Really?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Fun.
Right in your backyard there.
So I swear I saw you guys. I saw Grand Union at Maloney's years ago. Wasn't that one of the venues?
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
It's a great venue.
Outstanding. What are you going to give us this time?
All right. We've got A Little American Honey by Lady Antebellum.
Another great song.
Hey, are you playing anywhere this weekend?
Yeah.
We are. We have two acoustic shows. We're at Country Bar tomorrow.
Oh, great venue.
The Nut House on Sunday. So
both places are amazing.
Hey, we should call this place the Nut House. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Hey, Lady Wilson's boyfriend, did you know he was starting quarterback for Jacksonville State in Alabama?
Everybody
just throwing that out there.
I was not aware of that.
All right.
Now I know.
But still, nobody cares.
Wow, the crowd.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter than summertime and American honey. Get caught in the race of this crazy life, trying to be everything could make you lose your mind. I just wanna go back in time to American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling. Sweeter than summertime and American honey. Gone for so long now, I gotta get back to her somehow. To American honey. Oh yeah, yeah.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.